August 29th marks the 10th anniversary of the destruction wrought by Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans and along the Louisiana and Mississippi Gulf coasts. The bulk of the damage in New Orleans occurred as a result of the failure of Mississippi River levees, which inundated vast swaths of the city. The devastating flood led to the horrific iconic images of residents frantically calling for help from their rooftops and of thousands of storm refugees stranded for days in the Superdome without adequate food and water. New Orleans is 100 miles upriver from the Gulf of Mexico, where damage resulted more from the impact of Katrina's winds and waves on already compromised wetlands. These wetlands have been destroyed over the past half century by oil and gas development, the natural sinking of the land, and the rise in sea level due to climate change. 5 years after Katrina, the BP oil disaster devastated the area again in 2010. Effects of the massive oil spill are still being felt today, both in the ecosystem and in human health. Many residents say a recent $18 billion settlement from BP will help, but is not enough to restore the area or compensate workers or businesses who lost everything. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Cynthia Sartu, the longtime executive director of the Gulf Restoration Network based in New Orleans. Here she highlights some of the ongoing challenges facing the Gulf Coast before the region can recover and thrive.
Sadly, 5 years after the storm, many communities, particularly communities dependent on natural resources like fish and shrimp, were heavily hit during Katrina because of loss of equipment and just upheaval. And 5 years after the hurricane, that fishing community was just coming back. They were really, you know, thinking that 2010 would be their big year. They could recover all their losses and return to status quo, and they were then hit with the BP disaster. So many members of that community have been devastated. They have not recovered from the BP disaster, despite all the media otherwise. They're hanging on by a thread. Shrimp prices and shrimp imports are adding to the injury, and some are predicting that most of that community will not survive as a result of all this. So that traditional live-from-the-land community that made up coastal Louisiana is right now very much at risk. And sadly, it was the BP disaster on the heels of Hurricane Katrina that put them there.
For years, I've been hearing that coastal Louisiana loses a football field worth of land every 45 minutes, that it just slips into the Gulf. Has that land loss accelerated, slowed down, or stayed the same in the past few years?
There's been a little bit of slowdown, not a lot. There's been a little, and there is movement. We now have a state master plan, and the state of Louisiana has been very good about focusing all of the money they can get on that master plan and has begun restoration projects, which are focused on making communities more resilient, but that restoration process is going to take a long time. But at the same time, nobody in the United States has really taken action to reduce the impacts of climate change, and we are ground zero for sea level rise. And I'm hearing predictions that in some parts of even New Orleans, if you take into account both sea level rise and subsidence, which is soil compaction, that some places may be as much as 15 feet below sea level that are now maybe at sea level. So we are facing not just status quo. So the concerns for scientists and the state in terms of restoration are things aren't going to be status quo, just as they're not going to be status quo in any coastal community.
What's the position of your governor, Bobby Jindal, regarding climate change? And, of course, he's also running for the Republican nomination for president.
He's a big climate change denier. He will talk about sea level rise, but they won't really, the state has, according to NOAA at least, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the state is way underestimating sea level rise, and they are total deniers of climate change and, in fact, are one of the groups that has sued the president over almost anything having to do with attempts to reduce greenhouse gases or otherwise reduce the impacts of climate change.
Cynthia Sartu, I'm reading a fascinating book now called Rising Tide. It's about the 1927 Mississippi River flood and how it changed America. It was amazing to me that despite the insistence of the top engineers of the turn of the 20th century that a levees-only policy would be a disaster, that's exactly the policy that was followed to try to control the river.
I don't think we have, at this time, a levees only. The state has actually acknowledged the need for what's called a multiple lines of defense strategy, which means that you have to marry coastal restoration outside the levees with some structural protections like levees or roads that are elevated, then married with things like home elevation, green infrastructure inside the levees, and then, of course, evacuation. So it's called a multiple lines of defense strategy. The concern is that people's first knee-jerk reaction is, give us a levee will protect us. Sadly, as Katrina taught us, and this hasn't changed any at all, levees alone are not enough. Levees without wetlands are not very protected and are not very sturdy. What you need to do is have environmental protections. The problem really is sort of the same thing as coastal restoration for us, is that there's been money for levees. You know, the Corps has rebuilt levees and rebuilt storm surge barriers, and I don't know that they're stronger than ever, but they've made them as strong as they can, and they're still having to revisit some of them because subsidence has been faster than they projected. But what hasn't really happened is the money has not come in for comprehensive wetland restoration in front of those levees that's needed to really dampen storm surge.
So 10 years after Katrina and 5 years after the BP disaster, how would you sum up the situation for New Orleans and the Louisiana coast?
I've been just a little bit concerned because I hear even in New Orleans that, oh, New Orleans is back. We're as resilient as we ever have been. We're stronger than ever. And to be honest, I mean, New Orleans since Katrina is not stronger than ever. I told somebody the other day, we're stronger than we were the day before Katrina. But really, the lines of defense needed haven't been restored.
That was Cynthia Sartu, Executive Director of the Gulf Restoration Network. Find more news and commentary on the environmental and economic challenges facing New Orleans by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.